Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. And a motion, by the way, coming to town soon.
I'm on a mission to interview one of them. One of the Animocione.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Michael Mackey from Get Lost on Kansas City PBS. You get the honorary first grievance of the week.
Okay. So, you know how, like, I'm just obsessed with followers and all the things. And usually when I'm on the Rod Didio with you guys, I pull in a few smattering of new followers on the Twitter and or on the Facebook. I have gotten
zero
today. So that is my grievance. And if you are hearing this right now, you need to follow me on the Twitter or on Facebook, michaelmackey.com. That's all.
What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, it's at M2ESQ, because that's my nickname. Like M squared Esquire. Yeah. So better get those.
You're not an Esquire.
But I play one on TV. Sam, while we're at it, what's your Twitter handle that people can follow?
The number 6, FT, Sam, III.
6 foot Sam the third.
That's correct.
I see what you did there.
Why don't the two of you make it harder for people to find you?
Well, I really would like 6 foot Sam without the III. But there's some lady in Australia who took that name, I don't know, in like 2010, and her last tweet was in, I don't know, like 2010. So I'd really like that name, but she won't give it up. Her name is
Sam. Have you sent her a message saying?
I have. I don't think she's even logged in.
She's the worst.
You should send her a message. It says, crikey.
Crikey.
Yeah. I'm going to say, go put another shrimp on the Bobby and delete your account.
That's Austrian, not Australia.
Oh.
Have you seen Dumb and Dumber? That's from.
Yeah,
that's
it came out a year after I was born, but I saw it later on VHS.
It came out a year before you were born?
After I was born.
Oh, after? You were one when Dumb and Dumber came out?
Well, you said earlier it came out in 1998, so that would make me 1 year old.
I'm literally going to jump out of the window.
Can we also talk about how Austin had not heard any of the three songs that we played during mixtapes? He's like, well, I'd never heard any of those three songs, and then my head exploded a little bit.
I was just happy that we didn't all three play a version of California Girls.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Because there were more.
there are. Yes. That is correct. Yeah. All right, 913-586-7798. 7798. Get your grievances in. 913-586-7798. We have two open lines if you want them. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Let's
go, y'all.
Let's do this.
Okay.
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 That is unnecessary. Mike in St. Joe. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Scott and Mackie. Got a grievance, somewhat gratitude, but first off, the grievance is a couple days ago, you guys had a conversation about tick-borne diseases, and Sam brought up the statistics of how many people go for tick bites to the ER, and Scott couldn't believe that people would go to the ER for tick bites. Correct. And we actually just had to deal with this. We spent 3 nights in the hospital with my son last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he okay?
That's my gratitude. We are on amends. He's back to fully running and jumping and playing like he always has, and we're doing great. So no long-term effects.
What tick-borne disease did he have? Was it Lyme disease?
No, it's actually called tularemia. It is common in the ticks of this area, but rarely contracted.
I'll be darned. Well,
I have never heard of this.
Well, I wasn't trying to belittle your son's situation. I hope you know that. And
well,
go ahead.
I just wanted to throw some education in. What took us to the ER is we actually thought it was his appendix, and come to find out, it was not the appendix. It was just the symptoms of the disease. Huh. So when the statistics come out that he went to the ER, it would be because of a tick bite, not because of what we thought we were taking him for.
Well, I'm thrilled that he's doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing great. And I caught your, I think it was the 6 o'clock hour after you guys already went off when you was talking about it. So I couldn't call in at that point.
Right.
So, but just wanted a clarification on the tick bites for the ER.
Did you guys go into the woods, or do you have, like, ticks in your yard?
We have 27 acres, so they go wander, and I got 3 kids, and they all like to explore the woods and the field. So we try to spray them down with all the stuff, but it's not always 100%. So.
All right. Well, Mike, you have a great weekend. God bless your son, and I'm glad everything turned out all right.
Thank you all. Have a happy 4th.
Okay. Well, I did. My house didn't burn down.
Thanks, Mike.
Lucy in Lee Summit.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Me already? Oh, my gosh. I'm the second?
If you want to be, I could put you back on hold and go to somebody else.
No,
okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
I wasn't ready for Mackie yet. I'm so excited.
I'm excited that you're excited, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So I have a grateful and a hateful. And the hateful part is just I had hateful feelings towards someone today, and I got over it. But my grateful is that today has been so freaking delicious outside. It is beautiful. The sun's out. The wind is blowing out here in Lee Summit, and it's just been perfect. So I took my son, and he's 12, and I took him out fishing. And so I go to this lake, and I actually listen to y'all a lot while I'm sitting out there, and I was like, I'm going to go get my fishing license. So I got online, got my fishing license, got a package of hot dogs, and took them out to the lake. And my son and I were sitting on the ramp, and it says for kayaks and canoes only to drop in right where we were sitting. There's clearly a boat ramp that's like 20 feet from where we're sitting. And these dudes did not want to freaking wait. And they dropped their freaking boat in.
Stop saying freaking. You're making me freak out.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I don't want to make your heart race. So he just pulled his truck in and dropped his boat in, turns his motor on, muddies up all the water so we can't catch our minnows to go fishing anymore because our hot dogs were only catching turtles. And I just had to sit there and think, you know, dude, like you only needed to wait 20 minutes. You saw me sitting here with my son having a nice time, and you're not supposed to be dropping your boat in that tight anyway. I was hoping he was going to grind his motor on the bottom of the cement road, but he didn't. Anyway, so grateful for today. It's beautiful. Beautiful. It's still beautiful. Y'all need to get outside and go play.
All right. Well, we will. in about 45 minutes.
She is energetic.
Lucy.
She loves her fishing.
Lucy has had it officially. She listens to us a lot.
Did you just say officially?
Officially. Okay. See what I did there? Thanks for catching that, mm-hmm. Sam. That was punny.
Catching that, it? Really?
Get out. 913-586-7798.
Cast a line to the next caller here.
I'm going to reel it in. Macy in Kansas City.
Hi, Macy.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thank
you. Super, thanks for asking.
Oh, awesome. I am calling in because I have a grievance against a chiropractor building.
Okay, do not please do not name them.
No, I'm not. Okay. I don't even know their names, actually.
Okay.
I was going to my massage therapist because I had an appointment with her at 12 o'clock last week, and she double booked me, which, you know, kind of happens sometimes, no big deal. But I had to wait for her to get out of the massage with the new with the other person so that I could set up another appointment, right? Okay. We didn't know how long it would be. 12:30 came around, and the owner of the building, the chiropractor, told me that I had to leave. Now, adding into this, I just had surgery, and I'm using a walker, and I didn't have a ride because my ride dropped me off thinking I was going to have a massage for an hour and a half. So my ride was a half hour away, and the chiropractor knew that because I had mentioned that to her. And she said that I could go out and sit on the bench out in front of their building. This was a 102-degree day.
They kicked you out of the building?
Yes, and I had to go out there. They didn't tell me how long I was going to be out there either.
You weren't being disruptive or...
No, I was just sitting on the couch with my foot up because I just had surgery and I'm not supposed to keep it down. And I know these people too. Like, they don't know me, but they know, like, of me because of what I do for work. Okay. And so I went out there at 12:30 thinking, okay, 30 minutes. It's pretty hot out here and I don't know the town that I was in. And 1:30 came around. I'm like, well, crap, they still had the sign on the door. I'm like, okay, it's been an hour. I'm starting to get really hot. I'm burning. Well, I got to go in at 1:35. I went in there. They didn't speak to me, didn't look at me. My massage therapist was disgusted and so embarrassed. And I felt bad for her because it wasn't her fault at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I've learned over the years. Money talks, people walk. And if you were unhappy with the service or the way that they treated you, don't give them your money anymore.
And Yelp. Yelp is your friend. Or Google reviews or something.
913-586-7798. We do have two open lines if you want to grab them. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39.
Can't touch this. Hey, Sam, did you see the text line from the text line? This is their grievance from 9910.
Okay.
My grievance is, Sam, you don't sound how you look, bruh.
Oh.
Okay.
There was no more
clarity. Well, 9910, how am I supposed to look?
Or how are you supposed to sound?
I remember going when Dana and I would get out and do those live remotes. Years and years ago, I remember somebody came up to me in a commercial break one time and said, you don't sound the way that you look. And I said, well, how am I supposed to look? And he said, I thought you were black.
Oh, I've gotten that many, many times.
And I go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What in the hell does that mean? Philip in Ottawa. Philip, hello.
Hi,
good
Philip.
Afternoon.
Oi.
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 I have a grievance with the VA.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. We're listening. We're being polite.
I'm sorry. You've all heard of the PACT Act with the Camp Lejeune water and the Gulf War and burn pit and firefighter foam and all of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Under that act, there are presumptive conditions that the VA is supposed to accept if you have it in your personal medical records and your civilian medical records. I have been denied for three of them.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I just want to let all of your vets know, don't give up. Keep pushing, because eventually they have to give in.
Amen, Philip. And good luck.
Thank you.
Good advice, buddy. And thank you for your service. Jeremy in Olathe. Jeremy, good afternoon.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Sam chuckled in pain for this one. So my grievance is people from Western Shawnee that pay for a premium service of getting their lawn mowed, and they're too cheap to pay a premium service to have their dog poop picked up, or too lazy to pick it up. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, I hit it with my line trimmer, and I get dog poop smattered into my beard. I keep a level of professionalism, and that broke today with lots of clean up your MFing dog S as I'm using baby wipes to clean the poop out of my beard. My day got better from there, though.
Jeremy, was it really in Western Shawnee?
No, it was. It was. Actually, Scott, it was in your neighborhood down the street.
Oh, my God.
That was 9 o'clock this morning. And,
Jeremy. Yeah. Dear, sweet Jeremy.
On behalf
luckily, I was able to go to the boss's house and wash my beard in the sink at his house with their soap. I was like, I can't. I'm either going home, or I'm going to go to your house and wash my beard out. He goes, go to my house. So,
and do
I'm,
you
like, I'm not
have,
working like this today.
Do you still have phantom smells every once in a while?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's going to stick around,
and,
so sit tight.
When the boss picked up his kid, he goes, was it wet? And I said, not really. And Jack goes, yes, it was orange. And I was like, oh, there's still some on my pants right there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It was orange?
I don't.
What are they feeding that thing?
Probably some fancy rich people dog food.
The farmer's dog.
Yeah, the farmer's dog.
You have to let it linger, because you have to let it linger.
Oh,
sorry,
it lingers.
Jeremy.
On behalf of whatever neighbor it was of mine, I apologize to you. I assure you that I walk my yard every day and try to pick up any and all dog poop in my yard, even if it isn't my dog's. But Jeremy, thank you for the laugh. And I'm sorry you went through that this morning in Western Florida.
That one takes the cake. The bar is high.
Yeah, it is. Celeste in Lawrence. Hello, Celeste.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi. I have something to say about tick bites. I hate cake beating an old subject here, but we were in Oklahoma and visiting our family, and all of a sudden my husband's feet started to turn red, and he said, boy, I wasn't in the sun that long. How did I get such a bad sunburn on my feet? Because we had been at a pool, and then they started to blister, then they turned purple, red, and it started to creep up his leg, over his knees, and everywhere. And so he went to the emergency room. The hospital in Oklahoma City, which I am very grateful for them, because we didn't know what the heck it was. And they said, these aren't burns, because he had blistered and everything, too. These are not burns. They suspected Rocky Mountain spotted fever. So they treated him immediately for that, and we have no idea where he would have gotten a tick bite from that. But that's what
it
was.
Did you ever find the tick?
Never found the tick. He had, had been itching in areas. I mean, he cut our grass before we left and went there. Didn't have any symptoms. I mean, he had a couple itchy spots that he thought were chiggers. We never found a tick. They never found a tick on him. But they treated them in case it was that immediately, because it affected his platelets, went way down, and his liver enzymes and kidney scores were all off. They were not normal, and so they treated him appropriately. And then we got back to Lawrence, followed up with our doctor. But after I looked it up and read about it, said, when you get it, you can end up with your feet or hands being amputated, or you can be dead within 12 days.
Oh, my gosh. Well, ticks are serious business, but keep this in mind. Every time you see an opossum in your backyard or on the street, leave it alone. Let it live, because opossums eat ticks. That is their primary diet. And I know they're not the best looking animals on the planet, They do not carry rabies, and they eat ticks. Let them live.
The more you know.
That's right. Leave
opossum.
Them alone. It's opossum.
Opossum.
That's correct. There is a possum, but what we have in the United States are opossums.
Yeah.
And the O is pronounced. Am I right or am I right?
Am I right?
Belinda in Liberty. Hello.
Hi, Belinda.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Michael Mackey. So my grievance, can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, my grievance is I live in Liberty, Missouri, and they're building a new maintenance garage for the high school, maintenance for Liberty High School. And my grievance is with the construction company. Since they started there, they have strewn gravel and mud all over my road where we live off of 291 Highway. And a week ago Wednesday, my son came around the corner and laid his motorcycle down and broke his shoulder and everything else. And so I called said construction company and told them what had happened. And they were going to get back to me in 2 days. And they got back to me today to tell me that it was my son's fault. And then right after I talked to them on the phone, they cleaned all the gravel up off the road. But I took pictures of it. And so that's, you know, construction. My son's a construction worker. He poured the floor at that building. He's a concrete finisher. And for them to just blow me off like that when I was expecting them to help out a little bit, you know, I just needless to say, there's an attorney in our future.
All right. All right, Belinda, do appreciate the call. Glad your son's going to be okay, though. All right. 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey from Get Lost on Kansas City's PBS channel. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Believe it peaked at number 7.
I don't know. I think you should look that up. I feel like it got to number 2 or 3. I feel like it was...
Stand by. The director of research will type quickly.
I feel like it got a little higher than 7. I could be wrong, but...
All the way up to number 2.
Oh, I was right.
Did it reach number 2?
And it held the number 2 spot for... Mackie, you want to guess?
I'm going to say...
I know now because I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
I'm going to say 3 weeks.
That is right. Now, wait. What song kept it out of number 1?
Oh, I know because I'm looking at it.
I don't know. I'm going to... Foreigner? I don't know. Like...
No. It was a Lionel Richie song.
Say me. Well, I wasn't listening to Eddie Murphy. I was busy listening to "You Are an Obsession." You're my obsession.
By the way, speaking of Eddie Murphy, if you missed my Run, Do Not Walk, the new Beverly Hills Cop, Beverly Hills Cop 4, which is really known as Axel F, it's on Netflix, came out earlier this week, I believe it was Tuesday, is a Run, Do Not Walk. It is great. I loved it.
You know what? I'm going to watch that tonight. I just got tickets to go see A Quiet Place. Because I want to go see a scary movie, so I'm watching that right after the show. But then I'm going to go home and watch it and get a pizza or something. Game on.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Let's go to Megan in Kansas City.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. So, I mean, it's not a competition, but if it were, Jeremy would totally win hands down for his poop grievance. But, are you there?
Yes, we're listening. We're being polite.
Oh, we're hanging on every word, Megan.
I wish. So my grievance is I work for a pharmacy, and it's not with just any particular patient of ours. It's with so many that just either don't know what medication they're taking. They will just want to pull up and say, I just need my stomach meds, or I just need that one med that starts with an S, an F, and I think they don't have any refills, and they get angry with us when, it says on your bottle how many refills you have. So I guess it's just overall, know what medicine you're taking, know how many refills there are, know when you need to. It's so hard when they come like the day before 4th of July, or then like today on Friday and it's the day after and oh, they don't have any refills and they don't have any medicine, but you know, it's somehow our fault or it's the doctor's fault. But no, it's not. Read your bottle. Know what you take, read your bottle, plan ahead and order your meds. So that's my grievance.
Megan, great grievance. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Megan.
913-586-7798. We have one open line if you want to grab it. Scott in Kansas City.
Hi, hello. Scott.
Hey, guys. I can't do the poop thing, so that beat me. But my grievance, I guess, is with a couple sports, local sports guys that are not talking about the Kansas City Goats New Arena Football League. You know, we need to get behind that and support that team. It's football in spring and summer, you know? Great time.
What's the name of the team? I'm not even familiar with it.
The Kansas City Goats.
Goats or ghosts?
Yep. Goats, as in G-O.
Like, bah!
Like, yep, greatest exactly of all time, right, yeah. Goat. Okay. Yep. The Goats.
The Kansas City, yep. Goats.
Kansas City Arena Goats, yeah. And we're behind it. It's fun football. It's, yep, fun to watch. It's fast paced. It's everything you want.
Where do they play?
Municipal Auditorium.
Really? I didn't even know they existed.
Their numbers on YouTube are keeping up with the XFL and all that stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah. Check it out.
Okay.
Scott, I feel like that was an invite. I feel like you were inviting us to go with you. So I'll take you up on that offer.
You would go to a sports ball event.
Listen, I would go to the opening of an envelope if someone invited me, because
if I ever took you to a Sporting KC game, would you go?
Of course. Absolutely.
You would.
I've never been.
Well, I think I'll take you up on that.
Is it in a suite?
It is not, Michael.
Is it climate controlled?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. This is a very, very high honor, because I've only been invited to go to a game with Scott. Never.
That's not fair.
You have offered me your tickets a couple of times.
And I've given them to you.
You have, twice, and I appreciate that. And you've offered them more than twice.
Guess how many times I'm going to offer you my tickets now?
Well, no, I...
Well, anyway, Sam...
Ungrateful.
No, I am not ungrateful.
I gave you tickets.
I believe it started with, this was a high honor.
All right, well, anyway...
Tough crowd.
I will gladly go with you to a sporting game, because I've never been, as long as...
Well, apparently I've got to take Sam first.
No, as long as Sam isn't invited, because he's ungrateful. I would like to go without Sam. I would like to fly solo and know that I'm appreciated and that you're appreciated.
Were the seats large enough for you, Sam?
They were delightful,
thank
you.
Did you feel cramped?
They were wonderful. You have a very nice set of seats.
I do.
A lot of leg room.
Lots of leg room, and they're eight rows up.
All right. Mm-hmm. What I think a more important question is, what am I buying you once we get out there? What are...
Just a soda, maybe a taco or something.
Ooh, a taco. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they have a little like a street vendor, little taco place on the west side, I think.
A bunch of great restaurants in the area.
If I go to Sporting, sure. I'm going to need to counter it. Someone's going to have to take me to a current game. I can't do one without the other. There has to be like a whole thing.
Well, you and Scott could come out Saturday night and watch me not run around during the media game because my legs hurt.
Oh, did somebody not skip leg day the day before they're going to play in the media game?
I may or may not have hurt myself at the gym this morning. My grievance is with box jumps that are made of metal because they hurt when you miss them.
What did I tell you the other day when you did leg day?
Don't do it.
I said skip leg day.
Yeah.
Andrew and Lawrence.
Hello. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. So I've got a two-part grievance and gratitude. It is with a online shopping company that shares the same name as a Rainforest in South America. We ordered some party supplies for my daughter's birthday party that is next weekend. Wife got the package today, opened it up. It was not what we ordered. It was a stainless steel utensil set, a knife bar, and a smart power strip. We called said company. They told us to return said items in order to get our items sent to us. Well, it was a total of $95 what they sent to us. What we bought was $25, so... This company can take $100 as a drop in the bucket, and I'm going to sell everything and pay for my daughter's party supplies.
Winning!
You guys have a fantastic weekend. Love the show. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, young man.
Brooks in Olathe. Brooks, hello.
Hi, Brooks.
Hi there. Okay, mine is a serious grievance. I've been wanting to call in when Dana was here. It really bothers me when the news anchors on the television, they don't do it so much on radio, but when they add their own, when they're reporting a shooting, and then they add their own medical diagnosis by saying, well, that person's going to be okay, they got shot. And they have no idea. Because just because you don't die from a gunshot does not mean you're going to be okay. I've been shot, and I spent almost a year in a hospital. And I'm 56 years later, I still have ramifications from that. So I really think that it demeans, by them saying they're going to be okay, really demeans the seriousness of the violence and getting shot.
That's a fair point. I think, and I'm not challenging your grievance at all, Brooks. I think when they say the victim's going to be okay, having been in this business for as long as I have, what they're gleaning from that, or what they're drawing from that, is that they were on the phone, or somebody in the newsroom was on the phone earlier in the day with the police department, and we always would ask, are they going to be okay? you know, like, are these life-threatening injuries? I hate the term, and they suffered non-life-threatening injuries. That is such cop speak. And so the natural term would be they're going to be okay. And I think, and again, I'm not challenging your grievance. I'm just adding some clarification.
Or expected to be okay.
Yeah. Good point, Sam. I think what they're referring to is physically they're going to be okay. Now, mentally, no. You know, are they going to suffer maybe some potential physical complications for the rest of their life? Maybe walk with a limp, maybe not be able to run or whatever. Yes, but when they say they're going to be okay, I think that's just news speak for they're going to live, if that makes any sense. And I hope it does. Aaron, what's up?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're well.
So, I know this is an educational program at some point. I didn't have a grievance until Scott brought up the opossum, apossum, possum conversation again. We spoke about this several months ago. Possums do not eat any more ticks than horses do. That study from back in 2009, they fed ticks to possums. So if you give possums the choice between ticks or nothing, they're going to eat the ticks. Exact a more current study between 2020 and 2024, they've done studies where they studied the contents of 32 possums, and they had no ticks in their belly from eating. You know, they somehow checked that. I don't know if they were alive or not. I'm not suggesting anyone go out and kill ticks, but another study also said that possums are more likely to bring ticks to your home, around your home, than if they didn't come around your home. So, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt or whatnot, but ticks are awful. I hate them. I get them daily from going out and checking my cows. I hate ticks.
Hang on, buddy. Yeah. I've got less than 30 seconds because we got to get to a quick break. Can I challenge you?
100%.
There are also plenty of studies, and you're right. There is a story in the Bangor Daily News out of Maine that suggests, this is from 2024, earlier this year, that suggests that opossums may not actually eat ticks. But if you look online, and I'm just asking you to do that, I'm not challenging you per se. Yes, I am. There are also plenty of stories that suggest that the average opossum will eat 5,000 to 6,000 ticks a month.
That is off an estimate, and that is not, that is, there is no proof of that. And so what my whole thing is, if you gave a possum a pack of smokes and said, here, smoke these, you know.
They would say, I don't speak English. What are these things? And do you have a lighter?
I'm kidding. But so if you force feed anything, that's what it's going to get. Look at an opossum's teeth. They are meat eaters. They eat dead animals. They are not tick eaters.
Okay. All right, man. I got to stop you there. Do appreciate the call. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. All right, let's get to Jason in Gardner on this Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Well, thank you. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to touch, you know, earlier you were talking about having to renew your driver's license and stuff like that. And I'm a bus driver for a local metropolitan school district. And one thing that I think that they lack on when it comes to qualifying people to drive a vehicle is teaching them the proper rules of the stop sign on a school bus.
Yep.
And I'll give you an example. You know, everybody knows that if a school bus has a stop sign out and you're on a two-lane road, both lanes of traffic are supposed to stop.
Correct.
They're supposed to. You would be shocked at how often we get our signs blown by cars just because they don't want to wait for the kids to cross the road. Most people do not know is that if a bus is stopped and its stop arm and stop sign are out and you are on a road that has two lanes going each way with a median in the middle, all four lanes are supposed to stop. And, you know, that's just one example. there are several other examples that people don't abide by. And, you know, you just don't get a second shot. You know, you hit a child that's crossing the road, you know, that few seconds that you could have waited is literally can change a child's life. So
amen.
That's my two cents. And, you know, I think if they did a better job at the DMV of educating people on that, you know, it would do the world a better place, because you can do the research. It's appalling how many children are killed every year crossing the road and just simply getting off their bus.
Jason, I got to stop you there, man. Do appreciate it. Thank you. Great reminder.
Thanks, Jason.
Michael Mackey from Get Lost at Kansas City's PBS channel. Thank you for joining me today on short notice.
You know, no problem. It was a good little segment.
Yeah,
it was fun. And I'm off to go see A Quiet Place tonight.
And then tonight, Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Ooh, and then I'm going to watch Beverly Hills Cop. It's a run.
Do not walk.
Run, do not
walk. It's really good.
Thanks for having me in today, buddy. Love you.
Sam Stevie III, Michael Mackey, Scott Parks. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.